So once again, we're in Kuf Mem Gimel, Sif Dalad, page 50. Okay, so the Machaber says, "Imnimsa Tos B'Sefer Torah B'Shas Kriya." If a mistake is found in the Sefer Torah during the time of Kriya, now Mishbur explains, that means that they didn't start lining yet. They didn't finish all the lining yet. They just did some of the olas, some of the, but let's say on Shabbos now, 7. Didn't finish all the sedra yet. In the middle of the Kriya, they found the problem. So, Machaber holds, Masin Sefer Torah Acheres, Umachilim Makom Shinim Sa'atos, next page, Umachilim Makom Shinim Sa'atos, and so you stop. You stop, we'll explain this a little later, Mesh Hashem. You stop, and from the place that the mistake is found, and you continue laning. Now we know, we discussed this before, that on Shabbos you have to have 7 aliyahs. So, I don't know, let's say we did the first 3 aliyahs. So now we found a mistake in the Sefer Torah. So now the question is, do those first three aliyahs count? Because it turns out, retroactively, this wasn't a good Sefer Torah. So the Machaber says, you keep on going, and you complete the aliyahs. In other words, you only need 4 more. You only need to start divvying up the rest of the laning to make another 7. Also, let's say the mistake was found in the middle of an aliyah. Now, let's say the first case is you found at the end of aliyah. I said before, you finished shlishi, whatever. So now we're going to start. So take out a new Sefer Torah and start. Let's say it was managed in the middle of an aliyah. Now what do we do? Gomer kriyaso b'sefer ha-kasher mavarach la-acharah ve'eno choser levarach lefanah. So the first opinion of Machaber is you take out a new Sefer Torah. You don't make a bracha before you take out the new Sefer Torah. In other words, we'll see later, some hold, you make a bracha, you finish, you finish a certain amount, you make a bracha, then you take out the new Sefer Torah, and you start like a new aliyah with the new Sefer Torah. Machaber doesn't hold that way. Machaber holds that you stop, take out a new Sefer Torah, you don't make a bracha before you take out the new Sefer Torah, and you finish the aliyah with the new kosher Sefer Torah. Hopefully kosher Sefer Torah. Now, again, we're not going to get into today this is talking about a simple case where we have, let's say, only one Sefer Torah. Let's say it's a Shabbos when you have 2 Sefer Torah, or like a few weeks ago when you have 3 Sefer Torah. So then what do you do? Okay, but let's not go right there right now. Rama says, Ve'im kvar karo imo gimel psukim, ve'efshar lahafsik poskim shom. So the Rama says differently. The Rama says that if it's possible to stop where you are, in other words, let's say we're in the middle of Shlishi, like we said before, or whatever we were talking about, or the examples. Middle of Shlishi, find a problem. So if you could stop there, now, again, we talked about this, I think, before, and that is you can't stop at certain points. Like if you're too close to the end of a parsha, everybody knows what parsha doesn't mean a whole parsha, but you know, like when in the Torah it says a stuma or psuka, so you can't stop within 2 psukim of the end of that parak, oh, I don't want to say parak, but parsha, mini parsha, or two psukim into a parsha. Why? Because we're scared that people, we learned before, I'm sure everybody remembers this, you have to have at least 3 psukim for an aliyah, minimum. 3 psukim for an aliyah. So now the problem is, people are going to see that you stopped either 2 psukim before the end of aliyah, end of a parsha, excuse me, or 2 psukim into a parsha, and they'll say, oh, you know, the next guy, or the guy passed, got a mini aliyah, he only got 2 psukim, which is not okay. So to prevent that, again, you cannot stop within 2 psukim before the end of a parsha, or from the beginning of a parsha. You can't do that. So that comes into play here. Because the Ramah holds that, let's say, where we found the place, the mistake was 4, 5, 6 psukim into the parsha, into the, and we're still far away from the end of this parsha. So if we finish this pasuk, we could stop here. Anybody follow me so far? We could stop here. So the Ramah would hold, if that's true, so stop there. Umevarach, turn the page, 52. Umevarach acharach, make a bracha on this pasul sefer Torah, right? Umashlim haminyan b'sefer Torah acheres shomotzin. And then we continue with the new sefer Torah. Start, if you want to call that, fresh. And we start off in a kalpa new aliyah, a new ola, even though it's sort of like, it is in the middle of an aliyah. And we finish like that. Again, okay, so the Ramah, let's finish the Ramah, we're running a little late. Okay, it's only if there's a real mistake. We'll have to discuss this in Meretz Hashem some other time. Again, we'll discuss this on Meretz Hashem later. Only certain things possible sefer Torah is only a really bad mistake. We'll get this later. Now, again, we're running a little late, but Meretz Hashem tomorrow we'll try to finish this. So far we have two opinions. We have the Mechaber and we have the Ramah. But we'll see there's other opinions also. There's two more opinions. There's four opinions altogether. There's also the Bach, the Magen Avraham, and also there's the Vilna Gaon. So again, in the Meretz Hashem tomorrow, we'll go over this again. We'll do the other two opinions. Then we'll have a discussion which way do we pass kind of based upon those four opinions. Okay? Good.